Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show. Here's Dr. Lee.
Hi, and welcome to the show, Health from the Outside In, where feeling good starts with looking good. And my next guest and topic is pretty interesting. If you really feel like you want to look good in your skinny jeans, you better be careful, because it gives new light to the phrase fashion victim. There was a new study published in the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychology that talks about the dangers of skinny jeans. And my next guest is a board certified surgeon. He's a trauma surgeon, Dr. Buck Parker, here to talk about that. Thank you for being here, Dr. Parker.
Thanks so much for having me.
I remember reading about this case, and at first I was thinking, oh no, this can't be a true case that I'm reading about, but it was a case published. It happened in Australia. And yeah. Evidently, a woman was helping a friend move and was bending a lot and, doing something in some tight, obviously unforgiving skinny jeans.
Clearly.
And it was actually sad, right? She had left, and I heard she was walking, and she was having problems walking. Then she fell down, and somebody actually had to find her. So what exactly was happening to her she collapsed?
Yeah, what was going on is, you know, so first of all, I want to explain some maybe anatomy and physiology a little bit.
Sure.
So the lower leg, okay, we're talking about below the knee and between the knee and the ankle, we have a few muscles there. We have the anterior muscles, or the muscles in front of the bone, which kind of elevate the toes, right? And then we have the muscles behind the bone, which kind of put you up on your tippy toes, right?
So right, the calf muscles.
All the calf muscles. In there, over those muscles, we have a fascia, and it's this tight fascia, and it's kind of like a sock, okay? So it's almost like a sock that goes over the muscles. And it's a pretty unforgiving sock. It's not real stretchy like normal socks. And so and sometimes in trauma, when somebody gets either a broken bone, like the tibial bone that's in between the knee and the ankle, or more commonly a crush injury that crushes a lot of the tissue there, and specifically the muscle can swell. It swells up, right? So just like when you smash your thumb, it swells up for a few days. Well, when you smash your muscles in your leg, then those will swell up for a little while. But because we have this kind of unforgiving sock over the muscles, it doesn't let the muscle swell to where it wants to be. So what it does is create a lot of pressure in that basically compartment. And so there's about four compartments in that area. And so as the pressure rises, it can compress the nerves and the blood vessels that are in that in the leg. And you can actually, so first you generally get numbness and tingling in the foot or the toes, you'll start feeling. And then later, like kind of a late complication, is the blood supply gets completely cut off and the muscles can actually necrose or die over a period of time. And it's generally takes quite a while. We say longer than 6 to 8 hours for that to happen. So yeah. That's kind of that's the classic compartment syndrome, and that's usually with a traumatic injury of the lower leg. And there's a couple other scenarios that can happen, but that's most common. So what I think was happening in this lady is she kind of got, I'm probably going to coin this term, or this is a new term, it's like a pseudo-compartment syndrome, which is not really a syndrome, just making it up. But I think it just demonstrates the point that her jeans acted like this very unforgiving, tight sock around the muscles, but it just happened to be that they were around everything, the skin, the subcutaneous tissue, the muscle, and everything else. So, and I think what was happening is when she was squatting, she's probably increasing the size maybe of the, or changing kind of the anatomy of the leg and putting pressure on those nerves. And so there's obviously lots of different nerves. There's some nerves that are inside that compartment and some nerves that are outside the compartment. So for some reason, I'm not exactly sure how it worked, she was putting too much pressure on basically everything in there. And so when nerves start to have too much compression, then they don't work, right? And we all know about, you know, if you have a spinal cord injury, then, right. you know, they don't work. It doesn't work, and then you're paralyzed for life. But the peripheral nerves, or the nerves outside the spinal cord, they can be compressed, and they can not work for a while, and then they can bounce back.
Right. It's so like something fell asleep. Yeah. I mean, they talk about
exactly,
there's these peroneal nerves, right, that run down the outside of her leg. And what she described, or what the case report was that, you know, her legs were, her ankles, her feet were dropping because this nerve was like numb and put to sleep. So she couldn't walk, the poor thing. And that's when she tripped and fell. And then
she couldn't
get up. I'm imagining that her jeans were extremely, extremely tight, that she could not even get herself up. So,
I think the squatting a lot was, had a lot to do with it, because, you know, we all feel that if you have any, I mean, I have sort of tight jeans, but not like, you know, I don't have the skinny ones, but if I squat, and I ate a little too many marshmallows the day before, or something like that, you know, you feel the tightness in the jeans. Right. So probably it changes the gene and the anatomy and all that stuff. And probably she was just squatting a lot, put a lot of pressure on those nerves, and then she got this kind of pseudo compartment syndrome.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm dating myself, and I'm sure that I'm older than you. But there used to be a gene a long time ago when I was in high school. Called these Fiorucci jeans from Italy, and you'd go to the waiting room and they would take a pliers. You'd have to lay down after they put you in them, and they would actually take a pliers to help zip them up to really get that tight fitting look for those jeans, which, you know, made me laugh. Sadly, this is a terrible case, but when I read that, I was...
If it takes you garage tools to put your clothes on, you should probably get another article.
And it requires another person. If it requires another person using a tool, a power tool, to get your clothes on, then it's probably an issue. And we've spoken in the past about injuries with high heels, but, you know, women, we got to look good. So sometimes looking good isn't so good for you. But some interesting tips, and I was a little surprised, and we only probably have a couple minutes. You know, they do make skinny jeans in a stretch material, and I think that's probably the key, don't you, to get something that's tight but that's
stretchy. Actually, I've seen even ones that are the spandex, but they have a print that looks like a jean on it. So that's maybe even, you know, a little even safer if we're talking how safe is your jean now. That's probably the safest, but yeah, definitely there's a lot of stretchy jeans out there, and that's probably the way you want to go. Or, you know, maybe you can test them in the dressing room and squat down for a little bit and see if your foot goes asleep. If it does, get the size up, you know, like, or something.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it probably is an issue. So, with just a minute, with true compartment syndrome, though, that requires surgery, right? We only have about a minute. I don't think that
If it's real compartment syndrome, that's what it is. I don't see that this I don't think was true compartment syndrome. That's why I was calling it pseudo compartment syndrome. But true compartment syndrome does need surgery. But I think, you know, it does bring a point that if you have any article of clothing, doesn't matter where it is, and you know, you're feeling your body, your skin falling asleep, it's a good indicator that, okay, this thing is too tight, whether it's your shoes or whatever. You don't want to go too long. You don't want to go too long with any body part that falls asleep for, you know, for more than, you know, a half an hour, I would say. If it's staying asleep for a half an hour or an hour, then you need to, like, get out of that thing. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Your clothes should not cause extreme pain. Thanks for being on the show. This is the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show. It's Health from the Outside In on Radio MD, where you can tune into your health.